Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. Commercial crab fishermen won't have a season for red king crab in southeast Alaska this fall. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game made the announcement late Friday. The lucrative fishery was open last year for the first time in 6 years. The catch last season was over 120,000 pounds, worth around $1.3 million at the docks. Fish and Game says estimates of legal-sized male crab have declined 9% from last year and are below the threshold in regulation that allows for a fishery. Those estimates are based in part on an annual survey of crab stocks in seven areas of northern and central southeast Alaska. Three Alaska Native tribal organizations have won nearly $3 million in federal housing grants to improve living conditions in more than 100 homes. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development announced the Tribal Healthy Homes Production Grants Monday. The recipients hope to use the money for home repairs, education, and to deal with mold and mildew issues. Housing, Tlingit-Haida Housing Regional Housing Authority Executive Director Joyce Niven says organizations will work together and with partners to improve living conditions in their regions. She says the Healthy Homes grant funding will help the organizations address those problems more thoroughly.
When we're in the homes, there's often so much work that needs to be done that we have to set priorities and figure out what's the most critical thing to get fixed. And these funds will help us not have to set so many priorities and maybe get the entire home fixed.
The Healthy Homes grants are the first of their kind. HUD awarded $12 million in total to 13 tribal organizations across the country. Sea Alaska Corporation announced yesterday that it's endorsing incumbent Governor Bill Walker and Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott for re-election. And the Regional Native Corporation is also kicking in $100,000 to a group backing the independent ticket. Regional Native Corporation's board president, Joe Nelson, referred to the administration's, quote, consistent and fair respect of tribal sovereignty. Nelson also notes the administration's establishment of Indigenous Peoples Day and work with tribes on Indian Child Welfare Act issues. Sea Alaska's $100,000 donation is going to Unite Alaska for Walker Mallott. The independent expenditure group registered itself last week. And in the news, a 23-year-old Southwest Alaska man died in the crash of a pickup. Alaska state troopers say Darren Nanaluk of Manakotik died when his truck crashed in the village. High speed may have been a factor. Troopers received a call on the crash shortly after 11:30 Monday morning. Officers from Dillingham investigated the crash. Local medical responders pronounced Nanaluk deceased at the scene. An autopsy is scheduled in Anchorage. And a new state report indicates that Kodiak has the highest rent in Alaska this year, despite its average rate of rent decreasing from the prior year. Kodiak Daily Mirror reports the State Department of Labor and Workforce Development's report released last week shows the Kodiak's average rental rate dropped from $1,433 to $1,370 this year, still the highest in the state.